Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Zayin. And we're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Max Dombroff, Mordechai Ben David, and also Florence Kessler, Feige Bas Yitzchak Yehuda, that's Marty and Lenny Kessler's mother. And we're also learning Le'ili Nishmas Sarah Mayer Hammerman, Sarah Bas Chaim Yehuda Leib, that's the mother of the late Shlomo Mayer, Olav HaShalom. All the neshamas we learned from should have an aliyah from our learning. So we finished yesterday the Mishnah, actually started the Gemara in Kuf Zayin Omid Aleph, but let's go back in Chazal very quickly the Mishnah on Kuf Vav Omid Beis. So the Mishnah taught us a number of things about trapping, about tzod. So we had said that if a person was a deer came into his house and then he blocked the doorway and didn't let the deer come out, so then in that situation that's called trapping. If he didn't block the doorway fully, however, and then the deer could still get out easily and somebody else came along, so the second person who comes along is considered chayev, and the first person is not considered chayev in that situation. He didn't do anything. He didn't trap. If the first person had trapped the animal, blocked the door, and then a second person came along and didn't add anything to that blocking, he just stood there as well. And now the first person leaves. So in this situation, we said, Harishon Chayev, the first person is considered the one who did the trapping, and the second person is Potter. He is not Chayev Achatas over here, because the animal was already trapped at the same time that he went there. And we concluded the Mishnah with these words, we'll read them inside, Holomazed Dome, what is this comparable to? Nimtza Tzvi Lanoel Es Beso L'Shomro, that if a person went and locked a door on his house that was already closed, Nimtza Svi Shomer B'socho, the deer is already inside over there and was trapped. So this is just an extra protection, so to say. That's not called trapping. That's the Mishnah. We had started the Gemara. We'll read it again inside. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiyabar Ashi, Amar Rab, he said the following. Somehow they used to have toga-like garments, cloaks, and a bird came underneath his garment, and it got stuck there. Rashi says, so underneath his garment, the bird couldn't leave. It got trapped there by itself. So the Gemara tells us, if this person doesn't allow the bird to leave, Yoshev Umishamro, Achatechshach, he's allowed to not let the bird leave. He didn't trap the bird. The bird got trapped by itself. But he's not Mechuyev to let the bird out. He's allowed to keep it there. This way he's caught the bird. After Shabbos is over, he can go shech the bird, do whatever he wants with the bird. That is certainly permissible. Rashi says, Eino tzorech livtoach lo chalon, the Eino el shomer. This would be exactly the same case as in the house with a person doesn't have an obligation to go and open the window. He's allowed to sit there. Doesn't have to let the bird out. That's where we left off yesterday. Now we pick up the Gemara. Masa Rav Nachman Rav Nachman Yitzhak said, wait a second. Yoshav Arishon, we learned in the Mishnah that if the first person sat there and blocked the Pesach, Yoshav Arishon al Pesach Milo, and that's called trapping the deer inside. Then the second guy comes along and sits down innocently next to him, doesn't add anything to the trapping. Even then, subsequently, when the first person does get up and he moves away, so now it's only the second person that's considered trapping. The first one is still the only one that is chayav for tzot. He has to bring a chatas. They didn't realize it was Shabbos. He has to bring a chatas. Hasheni potter. The second person is potter for bringing a chatas. Now, the word potter normally means potter midaraisa, aval also midarabanan, as we said throughout the Masechta. So, here's the question. My lav, potter aval also, doesn't this mean over here potter aval also? In other words, midarabanan, you're not allowed to do this. So, too, isn't it the person who had the bird trapped inside his clothing? Shouldn't be forbidden for him to not let the bird go out? If he keeps the bird there, he may not be over in Issa Daraisa because the bird trapped itself, but he's over in Issa Darabanan. So Kasha, how can you tell me, Rabbi Abba, in the name of Ruchia Barashi, in the name of Rab, that you're allowed to do nothing and keep the bird trapped there until Matzei Shabbos? Gemara says, no, this is not the normal usage of the word Potter Aval Osir. Here it means Potter Aval Mutter. Lo, Potter Umutter. This language of Potter over here doesn't apply in Issa Darabanan, but it actually is Mutter lechatchila to do this. And the Gemara says, Hochanami Mistabri. This also makes good sense. Why? Meet the Tony Sefer, because read the last part of the Mishnah, which we read earlier this morning. So the Mishnah said, Lamazadomet. What's this comparable to? There's a person who locks the door to his house after the deer is already stuck inside of it. All that means is that the deer is now even better locked inside, but not trapped anymore. It was trapped beforehand. That is normally absolutely permissible to do. So nobody says you can't do that. As Rashi says, the whole other Moslem can. Everybody does that. That's not an isser. Here's the exception to the rule. It doesn't mean potter avol aser. Well, today we'll give several examples of where it doesn't mean potter avol aser, but it means potter avol mutter, and actually mutter. Michlal de potter umutter, shmamina, that's a raya from the end of the Mishnah to the case of Rabbi Ava Maruchia Barashi Amarav. That's version one. Ika de Amri, there's a second version. It comes to the same conclusion, just has a slightly different way of bringing it forward. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, instead of Rav Nachman Yitzchak asking a question that was Moser Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the second version has it that Rav Nachman Yitzchak is bringing the raya. Again, the same end result is that in fact it is potter and mutter. So here Rav Nachman Yitzchak is bringing a raya in version number two. He says, we can prove this from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a raya to the statement that Rav Abba Amar Chiyah Barashi of Rav said. What is that? Even though the first person in our case who blocked the door and was chayav for trapping gets up and moves away, the second person who came and stood by him before the first person moved away is potter. Harishon chayav asheni potter. The first person gets the chayav of achatas, the second person is potter. And here, Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak says, "Ma'ila potter umutter." What does this mean, potter? It means not potter avol aser, it means potter umutter lechatchila. Gemara says, "Who says? Lo, maybe not. Maybe it means potter avol aser, like it always does." So the Gemara says, no, keep on reading. The analogous case in the Sefer is Holomazeh Domeh. What's it comparable to? Lenoel is Basil Shomro, the person who's already trapped the deer and then locks the door. The door was closed already, and he just locks it. The tzvi is already captured. And this is perfectly permissible to do. Michal de Potter Umutter. Here's an example where this means Potter Umutter and not Potter Avol Osir. So now we discuss this concept of Potter Avol Osir in the normal usage and the several exceptions that the Gemara is about to give. Amar Shmuel says, Kol Peturei de Shabbos. Whenever we use the terminology Potter in Masechta Shabbos, we mean Potter Avol Osir. We almost always mean that it is not something that you chayav chatas for, but it's certainly something that the rabbis instituted a prohibition. So it's Potter Midaraisa chatas, however, also Midarabbanan. That's the general rule. But there are three exceptions. Labar, Nehani, Tlos, for the following three exceptions, one of which we just learned. The Potter, and it means Umutter. When we use the language Potter, it means it's actually Mutter and not Potter of a Lasser. Which are these three cases? Chada, Ha, number one, the case that we just said, the deer trapped inside the house. The second person is Potter and Mutter. He's allowed to sit there. There's no issue whatsoever for him to sit there. Umimayda Potter Mutter. How do we know that? As we just said, the Ketani Sefer, the Mazadoma, to what's his comparable to? Lenoel is Basil Shomer, the person that has the deer already trapped inside, and he just locks the door. And Imzotzvi Shomer Besocha. The deer is already inside and trapped. He's not doing anything wrong. Again, as Rashi said, Kol Adam Osekein. This is perfectly permissible. That's case number one. Where's the third, the second and third? We said there are three. Vida, case number two. Hanefis Mursu B'Shabbos. If somebody has some sort of a pustule, it's painful, it's an acute swelling, and he wants to express the pus from this pimple, from this pustule. So, what should he do? So, Im Lasos Lopet, if he's doing it when he puts a sharp implement there and he pierces this pustule, if he's doing it to create a permanent opening, so then that's a problem. Then he's chayav. That's a chatas over here. Why is he chayav in this situation? Mishum Bona, Rashi says. Mishum Bona Pesach, because he's making an opening. He intends and wants this opening to be there, so the pus will continue to drain. Or alternatively, he says, it's from Misakin Klee, that you're fixing a utensil. And he says, Mali Lasakin Maka, Mali Lasakin Klee. There's no difference whether I'm fixing a Klee or I'm fixing this pustule. I'm intending to make a permanent opening, so then that's something that's Osir, and it's a Daraisa. However, if his sole intention is to get rid of the pain that he has from this acute swelling, from this acute pimple, this acute pustule, Sim Lahosi Men Aleicha, if his whole intention is just to get the pus out, he doesn't want an opening there, he doesn't care if the opening closes off. He just wants to expel the pus. It's under pressure, and it hurts him. So if his intention is lahotzi men aleichem, just to get the pus out from inside of it, then in fact he's potter. Now, what does this potter mean? Umimai de potter mutter. How do you know that this means that it's lechatchila permissible for this person to do this? Where do you see the raya to that? So the Gemara says, the Tnan, Machat Shoyad, if a person has a Machat Shoyad, it's the needle of the hand. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that this needle of the hand is something that you normally use to sew with. It's a needle that you're using normally to sew with. So you're not allowed to sew with this on Shabbos, but you're allowed to take it. It's not muktzah. It's litol boas hakotz. If you want to, you can take this needle and you can go and get a splinter out. You can use it to take a coats, a little thorn, a little splinter out of your hand. So that is permissible. Rashi says, "Hainu dumya delecha." This is exactly analogous to the case over here of the pus under pressure. The mitzale, it's bothering him, just like the splinter is bothering him. You don't care if immediately after you express the pus, it closes up. For Kamar, and nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us, Niteles lechatchila machat shoyad. You're allowed to take this machat shoyad. He machat shetofu bo begodin. As I said, this is a needle that you normally use for sewing, and you're allowed to take this. So lechatchila, you're allowed to do this. So too, lechatchila, you can take out the pus. So that's the right that it means potter umutter. And the final third case is as follows: the idach hatzod nochesh b'shabbos. Somebody goes and traps a snake on Shabbos. Now we're not talking about pikuach nefashos. Whenever you're dealing with pikuach nefashos, so all the rules of melachos and Shabbos go out the window, with the exception of the three cardinal sins. You can do anything to be mechal Shabbos. So here we're talking about you're trapping a snake, not for pikuach nefashos purposes, but you're just trapping it so it shouldn't attack you. It won't kill you. You don't want to get bitten by the snake anyway. So imis asik boshlo yishachenu, if you're going and capturing the snake over here so that it shouldn't bite you. So you're not interested in capturing the snake. You're interested in it doesn't bite you. So therefore, potter. Now, what does this potter mean? We'll see this potter means potter umutter. How do we know this? We'll see in a second. However, imle refuah, if you're capturing the snake because you want to use the venom to make an antitoxin, you want to make some sort of medicine from the snake, however that is, whatever your intention is, so if it's le refuah, so then Chayiv, that's a chiyuv of tzad on Shabbos. You'd be chayiv achatas. Now, we just said potter meant over here that you're allowed to do this, to trap the snake so it doesn't bite you. So Gemara says, umimai de potter muter. How do you know that it means potter muter? So this is another Mishnah. Ditnan, we learned in this Mishnah, kofin karal aner. If you have a beam that is going to get lit on fire by your candle, so you don't want your house to go up in flames, so what you're allowed to do is to be overturning a plate on top of the candle to protect the beam so that the korah will not go and burn. So if you're doing this, now you have to be careful, obviously, that you're not going to extinguish the flame. If you block all the oxygen from getting into the flame, so then the flame is going to go out. Then you're over mechaber. That's a psikresha. So here we're talking about that you're just putting the kli there in a way that it's angled that the flame won't be able to burn down the house, it won't light the beam on fire, but enough oxygen can still get in that it's certainly not a psik resha that the flame will go out. So it depends, again, the Mishnah says, on your intention. Kofin kara al haner, you're allowed to go and overturn a plate, something, some sort of utensil on top of the flame to protect the beam. So if you're doing this, b'shul shelo teachos bakara, if you're doing this, that the beam doesn't burn down, so then that's allowed. You're lichatchila allowed to do this, the Mishnah says. Or, alternatively, b'yat social kotten, a little baby made a mess, and they didn't have bathrooms inside, so the baby's excrement's all over the floor, and you're not interested in having that visible and around, so you put a plate over it. So, b'yat social kotten, you're allowed to do that lichatchila. Or, b'yat akrov, the Mishnah tells us, you can put a plate on top of a scorpion, shelo tishach, that it shouldn't bite you. Now, this is exactly analogous to the case of trapping the nachash on Shabbos so it shouldn't bite you. And this Mishnah says, l'chatchila, you're allowed to do this, so there's no difference over here between the capturing or putting the plate on top of the akrov. As Rashi says, v'afal gav de memela matzid, when you put the plate on top of the scorpion, so the scorpion's trapped underneath the plate. So there, l'chatchila, you're allowed to do this. So too, in our case of atzad nachash b'Shabbos, if a person goes and traps this snake on Shabbos for the purpose of that it shouldn't bite you, l'chatchila, it's allowed. It means potter umutter. Hadron alecha ha'oreg, hadron alecha ha'oreg, hadron alecha ha'oreg. And now we're going to begin the 14th parak in Shabbos, a famous parak known as the Shmona Shrotzim, the eight creepy, crawly things that the Torah says are different than all the other creepy, crawling reptiles and amphibians and snakes and things like that. We'll begin the Mishnah. Shmona Shrotzim, the eight Shrotzim. Shrotzim, again, are these creepy, crawly creatures that The Torah mentions there are 8 of them that are specifically mentioned that are different than the other crawling creatures. So these are the Choleh, the Achbor, the Tzov, Anoka, Koach, Lita'ah, Chomet, and Tinshomes. These are the 8 Shrotzim, the famous 8 Shrotzim. And we'll see in our Mishnah that they're unique in some ways compared to all the other Shrotzim, all the other, Nechashim and other types of crawling creatures like rodents and insects and things like that. So, these Shmona Shrotzim Hamurim Torah that are mentioned in Parsha Shmini in the Torah, Hatzodon V'Chovel Behen Chayiv. If you go and trap them, if you do tzod on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv achatas if you did this accidentally. And likewise, if you do chavola on them. Now, chavola here is talking about where the bruise that you're creating, the chavola, the wound that you're creating, is underneath the skin. And that's what we'll see, is that these Shmona Shrotzim have some sort of a unique skin compared to all the other Shrotzim. So, you're not actually drawing blood outside the body. If you draw blood outside the body on any creature, that's a din of chavola. That's a separate issue. Here you're talking about that you're making like a black and blue mark underneath the skin. So these Shmona Shrotzim have something unique about their skin, as we'll learn, that when you raise a black and blue mark or a hematoma underneath their skin, so this is going to be a separate chiyav. Rashi explains over here, hatzod, if you trap them, yichayv mishum tzod. If you're going to trap them, these are types of creatures that are normally trapped, these Shmona Shrotzim, so therefore you're chayef atzad. And if you do chavala, you're over one of these two isurim. He says, yesh lem or, they all have this special type of a hide, of a skin that we'll learn about in the Mefarshim Gemara. And therefore, the first explanation, which Rashi says, which is the preferred explanation according to Tosos, is that this is making chabura, v'habile chabura, she'eno chozeris, it will not go away. V'havilei tolda de shochet, and this is a tolda of shchita, netilas neshama. And Tosus likes this pshat in Rashi best. The second pshat Rashi brings down, lishnachrina, kiven the eishlen or, since they have this sort of a hide, it's nitzba ha'or, bedam hanitzra bo. That there is a dyeing over here of the hide, of this special skin that these Shmona Shrotzim have, and therefore the iser, the tolda, is tzoveya. The Av Malachas Soveya, the told over here, is this causing this chabura, this chavala on the Shmona Shrotzim is going to be a tolda of the Av Malachas Soveya. Tosus doesn't like this pshat as well. A third pshat is given by the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis, and he says that you're essentially causing over here this hematoma, this collection of blood underneath the skin, and you're going to use that either for medicinal purposes or as a food. You're going to feed it to your animals. And that's the third explanation, according to the Rambam, what bruising over here, what this chavola does. Okay. Ushar shkatzim v'ramashim, all the other crawling things, all the other insects, rodents, and things like that, that aren't from these Shmona Shrotzim. We're not exactly sure what each of these Shmona Shrotzim are. Whatever they are, the others are different. Hachovu ben potter, since they don't have this skin, you're not raising up this hematoma underneath the skin. Again, if you draw blood, if the blood actually comes out, that's a separate issue. That is chavala. But here we're talking about that it doesn't come outside the body, it stays underneath the skin. They don't have the same type of a skin. And in this situation, Rashi says, the ein lehem or, they don't have a skin or a hide of some sort over here that is going to retain the blood. The blood will get reabsorbed, and therefore it's not a permanent type of a chavala, and therefore a chovel and potter, you're not going to be chayiv in this situation. And at sadon, if you go and trap them, if it's litzorech, if you're doing it for a purpose, so then you're going to be chayiv for tzad, because you're trapping these animals for a purpose. That's tzad. However, shelo litzorech, if you're not trapping them for a purpose, since Rashi explains the ein bimino nitzo, these types of other insects and rodents and reptiles and snakes and things like that, these other non-Shmona Shrotzim type of Shrotzim, they normally aren't trapped. And therefore, Rashi brings down the reason why Shalom Litzorach is potter is because this is a Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufo. You just don't want these creatures here. You don't want them trapped. You just don't want them bothering you. You're giving the snake a zetz over here to get rid of it, not because you want something captured over here in the snake that you're trying to keep the snake, like we said, for medicinal purposes. earlier in the shiur. So here, shelo litzorech is potter because these types of species are normally not trapped. Rashi says, "Behevi melocha shein atzrich legufa." It's something that you don't need, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that we learned throughout Shas, throughout this mesechta, that says a melocha shein atzrich legufa is potter. That's why shelo litzorech is potter. Mishnah continues and says, Chaya va'ov shebi rishus. So if you've already trapped a chaya and an ov, they're in your rishus. Rashi explains, im tzodon shari nitzodon, from im tzodon shari nitzodon, and they're already captured. So you can't be chaya for tzeda on something that's already captured. So then, hatzodon potter. So if you have the animals in the situation where they're already captured, and now you go take them, so that's not called tzod on Shabbos. They're already captured. Therefore, if you do this, you're potter. However, achol ben chayim, if you do chavala on chayis ha'ofos, so then they do have an or. Only the Shmona Shvatzim versus the other Shvatzim is a question, do they have an or? But certainly, chayos and ofos have an or. So any do chavala on a chay or an of, you're going to be chayiv. That's an iser chattis. Okay. Where it says, midiktani, since the Mishnah told us, achovo bohem chayev, if you do chavolo on the Shmona Shrotzim, you're going to be chayev, miklal de isluar, as we've already explained. Here's what the Gemara states it. It means that they have a certain type of a skin, a certain type of a hide that's different than the other Shrotzim. Now, who is the author of our Mishnah? Mantana, who holds that all of the Shmona Shrotzim have this hide. Because as we'll see, there's an opinion, two opinions actually, that say that in some regards, only four of them do. Others say that only three of them do. So we'll have to see exactly in the Gemara what we're talking about. So who's the author of our Mishnah? It says all eight of the Shrotzim, the Shmona Shrotzim, all of them have this hide. So Amar Shmuel, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, this is the opinion of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Where do we learn this? There's a famous Mishnah in Chul, Ditnan. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shmona Shrotzim Yesh Lehem Oros. These Shmona Shrotzim all have this type of a skin that is different than the other Shrotzim. Now, that's the opinion that Shmuel said. Rabbah, by Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Rabbah Rav Huna said, however, in the name of Rav, that you're not restricting our Mishnah like Shmuel did to just Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. He says, no, the Balei Plukta Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, the Chachamim, could also be the authors of the Mishnah. Afilu Tamar Rabban. You could even say that the Chachamim are the authors of the Mishnah. Because Ad kan lo pligi Rabban alei the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, in the Mishnah in Chulin, where Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is arguing the Chachamim, they're arguing only there in regards to Hilchos Tumah. They're saying that the or, uncertain of these four of these Shmona Shrotzim, their hide, their skin, is not considered a hide in regards to Hilchos Tumah. It's considered Basar, and it's Matame, just like the Basar of the Shmona Shrotzim are Matame, so too, the hide of four of these Shmona Shrotzim are going to be Matame. That's where Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim are having the Machlokis. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan alei Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Elin Yin Tumah. They're only arguing in regards to Tumah. Because they darshan based upon the pasuk Eila Hatmeim Lochem, so they darshan over here the extra hey, instead of saying Eila Tmeim Lochem, Hatmeim Lochem, Lurabos Shaoroseyen Kibisoron. That comes to be Marbet, that the hides of some of these, the ones that are mentioned over here, Eila Hatmeim Lochem, their hides are also going to be Tomei, like the Basar. As Rashi points out, after the words v'hanaka v'hakoach k'siv ele hatmeim lochem, and the extra hey v'darshin and hey yisera the hatmeim l'rabos sh'orusein kibisorim, that for these four of the eight, these are only going to be the ones that are going to be metame there, or like it was basar. And Rashi says l'mute hanok dekro kama, to exclude the ones that came before it, the chole v'achbar v'atzov. They're not included in this din. So the Chacham hold the Anaka, the Koach, the Luto'a, and the Chomet, they are going to have very thin skins over here, and their skins are therefore like Basar. And the Chacham disagree and say, no, all eight of them have this or, and therefore none of them have the or like Basar. And the Chacham disagree and say that those four that I just mentioned, they have or that is like Basar. That's the in regards to Inyan Tumah. So only in regards to Inyan Tumah do they have the Machlokis. But Rav says, Aval Inyan Shabbos, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, Afilu Rabbanan Modu. Even the Chachamim agree with Rav Yochanan ben Nuri that in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, that they do have enough of his skin in this regard to be able to be Chayef Chavolah. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit later on that there's a third opinion, I already alluded to that, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who says only the Anaka, the Koach, and the Chomet, they're only the ones that have the skin capable of being treated like the basar. So he's marba one other one. We'll see when we get that in the Gemara. In any event, the Gemara continues and says, you're therefore telling me ulinyan Shabbos lo pligi? You're saying that the machlokis is purely in regards to tumah. It's not in regards to Shabbos. I'll show you that that's not true. For a time, now we have a brisa. We're going to spend a little bit of time on this brisa, so let's understand it well. Hatzod echod mishmona shvatzim. If a person goes and captures any one of the shmona shvatzim, hamur mator, that are listed over here in Parsha Shmini, chayiv. That's the issue of tzod on Shabbos. Now, this is the opinion, Devei Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. It seems to say that only Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says that you're chayiv for trapping these shmona shvatzim on Shabbos because they have the or. The Chachamim omrim ein or, the Chachamim disagree. And they say, ein or, elo, return to the Omid Beis, ein or, elo, lemasha monu Chachamim. Only those that are listed by the Chachamim have, in the Mishnah and Chulin, only those have or. Now, the Gemara says, that's crazy. Adirab, it's the exact opposite. Lemasha monu Chachamim ein lemor. Those four that we mentioned from Chulin, those are the four that we said, oron kibisorin. They don't have or. So this statement doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, you're right. Omar Abai says, Hochikomer. Yeah, that's not what we said. This is what we meant to say. Ein or chaluk mi basur, there is no differentiation between the or and the basur, ela lemashalom monu chachomim, except for those that the rabbis didn't say. The ones that the rabbis said in chulin, those four, so the basur and the or are the same. It's the others that aren't the same. But what do you see clearly from here? That they're arguing not only in regards to Hilchas Tumah in the Gemara in Chulin, but they're also arguing here in Hilchas Shabbos, in the Gemara in Shabbos, saying that Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim also have a machlokas in regards to Shabbos. So Rav said that it's only in regards to Tumah that they have the machlokas, but in regards to Shabbos, they don't. So Rav, even though we can say Rav Tanu Upalik, normally we don't like to say that. So how can Rav go against the Mishnah in Chulin? So Gemara says, Amalei Rava, Rava says, no, you misread this statement over here. You misread the Braisa. Ha lema shemonu chachomim kamar. The Braisa said, lema shemonu chachomim. Now, you can't change that around and say, Adraba, lema shemonu chachomim ein lohem or. No, that's not what the Braisa said. So therefore, you're reading it wrong. El Omar Rava, this is the way you have to read it. Hochi kamar. This is the right way to understand this Braisa. Ein or mitame kibosar, that the hide is not going to be mitame like the basar, except el lema shemonu chachomim, those four. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim are arguing about. Mar says, that still doesn't answer the question. Miklal, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, hanach nami, de lo manu Chachamim metamim. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that all eight of them are going to be metame. The Chachamim say only those four that we list are metame, the or like the basar. The implication, the way you just read it, Rava, is that the Chachamim only say four, and Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says all eight. Hanach nami d'lo manu Chachamim mitamim. But that's not true. V'oktani, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri omer, shmona shvatzim yesh lamarus v'lo mitamim. So again, the way you reworded the brisa doesn't make any sense. So where it says, Elo, that's what the Bach adds over here, Elo, omer Rav Adda bar Masna, tritzhochi. This is the way you have to read the brisa. The Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, le'inyin tumah, ein or lemasha monu chachamim. The Chachamim say, in regards to Tumah, you only have those that the rabbis listed in Chulin. Those are the only ones. Now, notice he left out the word Ella. When we had the Braisa, if you look back on the bottom of Kuv Zayin Umed Beis, we read the Braisa as Hatanya Hatzod Echa Mishmona Shvatzim Omer Mator Achol Ben Chayev Divrei Yochanan ben Nuri Lechomrim Ein or Ella Lema. So Rav Adda Rav Mavasna deletes Rashi, says the word Ella, and he just reads it as a straight statement. The Chachamim say no in regards to Tumah Ein or Lema Shemonu Chachamim. These shvatzim are the only ones that have it, but they're not making a statement Ella. And therefore, when you now read this all the way we just did, so now the machlokis is only, as Rav said, in regards to Hilchos Tumah. The four, according to the Rabbanan, that are Or Kibsaran, none, according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, are Or Kibsaran, because they all have Or. And in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, everybody agrees that they all have Or, and therefore, in the Dinu of Chavala, there is no machlokis. Exactly what Rav said, Hilchos Shabbos, no machlokis. The only machlokis is in Hilchos Tumah Vitara, whether the Or is Metame Kibosar or not. Fine. So now we've left it, that Rav is correct, that there is no machlokas in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara is not happy. Vakati linyan Shabbos lo pligi. So you're holding now that in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, Rav, there is no machlokas. I'll show you that that's not true. Vatanya, we have another braisa. Hatzod echo mishmona shvatzim amur matorah. If somebody goes and does seda, he does trapping of any of these shmona shvatzim, or hachovah behem, or if he does a chaval on them, chayev. But when is he chayev? For this, he's only chayev bishvatzim sheish lamoros, only to those that have oros. So according to the Chachamim, only four of them have oros. According to Yochanan ben Nuri, all eight of them have oros. So you see the machlokus is in regards to Chashabbos as well. And by the way, the Brisa continues, it says, what's the definition of this chabura that's called a chabura that will not go away? So the hematoma will stay there. Nitzrar hadam, if the blood collects, it doesn't go outside the body, but it collects underneath the skin, and that makes it into a chavola, into a chabura. So according to this Tanakhama, which is the Chachamim, only those that have the R have the potential to make this Chavala. And Yochim and Uriomer, Shon and Shrotzi, Yeshlamoros, all of them do. So clearly, this seems to be a machlokes between Rav Yochim and Uri and the Chachamim, even in regards to Chashabbos. Kashon Rav. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, no. You're mistaking this and saying that this is machlokes Rav Yochim and Nuri and the Chachamim. In fact, Rav Yochim and Nuri and the Chachamim agree, as Rav said, in regards to Chashabbos. Then who's the author of this brisa? There is somebody over here that disagrees. This is that third opinion that I mentioned before. Mantana Kama? Who's the Tana Kama over here? Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Not the Chachamim. This is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the Ozul Bosar Gishta. He says it's not based upon the Psukim. The Chachamim learned it out. Eilat Meyim. They learned that from the extra hay. That's not how Rabbi Yehuda learns it out. He says it's a physical characteristic. It depends on how Gish is a block, how much the skin is thick. That's the question. The Ozul Bosar Gishta. The Tnan. Mishnah Cholim tells us further, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I disagree with the Chachamim. I disagree with Yoruch Nunari. Only the halutah, the creature known as the lutah, is kechulda. He says it's not like the others; it's more like the chulda, which has a skin and therefore is not metame or kibisoran. So there's only three that are metame or kibisoran according to Rav Yehuda, four according to the Chachamim, and none according to Rav Yochanan Nuri. He says they all have a hide; they all have a skin. Aber Rabbanan, the Pliga, Leder Rav Yochanan Nuri, Leinyan Tumah, they argue in regards to Hilchos Tumah, but Leinyan Shabbos Module, they agree that in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, it has enough of a hide, enough of a skin, that in regards to Hilchos Chavala, it does have this permanent hematoma underneath the skin. Shmuel says, okay, so that's fine, but there's still a technical problem with reading the Braisa. Instead of reading the Braisa, that this is the opinion of Rav Yochanan Nuri, if this is so, instead of saying, hi, Divrei Rav Yochanan Nuri, it's not just Rav Yochanan Nuri, you should have said, Divrei Rav Yochanan Nuri, and the Chachamim, Divrei Rav Yochanan Nuri, umach leku kaso, miboyele. You should have said, it's everybody, it's Rav Yochanan Nuri and the Chachamim versus Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says, Yataki, you're right. So today, so read it that way. Divrei Rav Yochanan Nuri, umach leku kaso, and the Chachamim, who argue with Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So that reconciles everything according to Rav. We have another question. Boy, mine Levi mi Rebbe. Levi asked Rebbe the following shaila. Minayin lechabura she'eno chazeres. Where do you get this idea that it has to be a type of like a hematoma, a wound that is not going to ever resorb into the body of the animal, into the body of the sheretz? So he brings down a pasuk. The pasuk tells us over here from Yirmiyahu, it talks about hayahafoch Kushi Oro. Can a Kushi, a dark-skinned person, change his color of his skin? The Nomer, does a leopard change Chabar Burosov? Now, on the simple understanding would be a leopard doesn't change its spots. That's a famous expression, but the Gemara is saying that's not what it means. So the Gemara asks, my Chabar Burosov. What does it mean over here, the leopard doesn't change its spots? So where it says, Ilemo dekoi rikme rikme. If you're telling me it means the spots on the leopard, that the leopard can't change its colored areas, that's what rikme rikme means. Rashi says givonim, which means colors. So the leopard can't change its spots. If that's what it means, then it should have said so. It should have said, hi, the nomer chaburosov. It should have said, nomer givonov miboile. Instead of saying chababurosov, it should have said givonov, its colors. So that's obviously not what it means. Ella, the word nomer, Rashi says, comes from the lashon of tmura, to exchange. So therefore, Ella was saying over here, kakushi, does the ability of the leopard, just like the leopard, can't be exchanged, so too the kushi can't exchange his skin. Ma'oru de kushi eno chazeres, al chabura eno chazeres. So this chabar burosov is a lashon of over here, the wound. It must be a type of a wound that's not going to be exchanged. In other words, it won't get resorbed. That's what it means over here in the pasuk. That's the allusion over here that Rebbe tells Levi. It's based upon the pasuk that the skin of the Kushi and the Chabarurus of the Namir, of the leopard, they're similar in that neither of them will be changed. And therefore, that's how we learn out this din, that it has to be a wound that Eino Choseris. Mar quotes the Mishnah, the rest of the Shkotzim, Nanan, Shmona, Shkotzim. Shrotzim, Shkotzim, they're both the same. So the Gemara says, Ha Hargon Chayev. That implies that it's only by a wound that we're saying that you're not Chayev by the non-Shmona Shrotzim, but implying that if you were to kill them, you would be Chayev for Shchita, for killing, Netilas Neshama. So again, the Gemara asks, Montana, who is the author of this? Who says that you're not allowed to go and kill any of these other non-Shmona Shrotzim, on Shabbos, and if you do, it's a told of Shechita, a told of Netilas Neshama. Who's the author? So, Amar Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah says, this is the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. This is the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya. Because it says in a Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hahore Kina B'Shabbos. If you in fact go and kill a Kina, Kina's a louse. If you go and kill a Kina on Shabbos, no different. Kehore Gomo B'Shabbos. No different if you killed a camel. Right? He says, we picked the camel because the camel's a big animal. And clearly a camel, Mishum de Godulu, Noket Leit. So that's why we use the example of a camel, just like Yechayiv Netilas Neshama for killing a camel. No different, Rabbi Eliezer says, than if you kill a little tiny louse. More questions. This Maskeblo Riosi. Riosi says, wait a second. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanu le de Rabbi Eliezer ele b'kina. So the Chachamim argue with Eliezer in regards to a kina. Why? De ain't a par of a rabba. It doesn't reproduce. Now, what it means over here, it doesn't reproduce. Of course, lice reproduce. It means it doesn't reproduce with eggs that are visible to the naked eye. And therefore, something's not visible to the naked eye. It's considered as if it doesn't exist. So the lice ain't a para viraba. That's why Rabbi Eliezer says we don't care if it's para viraba. And the Chachamim say no. We only have the Netilas Neshama by something that's para viraba. However, avol shar shkotzim v'ramashim, the para viraba, the other larger types of non shmona shrotzim, which are larger, and we can see that they do reproduce the para viraba. So lo pliki. So then, the Chachamim don't argue and they agree that Rabbi Eliezer says if you kill any of them on Shabbos, you chayef in Netilas Neshama. Now, Ushneim lo lamdua elami elim. Both of them learned it out from the elim in the Mishkan. The elim were used; their hides were used, were dyed with a red dye. Elim miodomim, the oros elim miodomim. So there was an netilas neshama in the killing of these elim. So Rabbi Eliezer learns it out sova be'elim ke'elim. He learns it out from the elim. Ma elim sheish bem netilas neshama. Just like the rams, these elim, there is a din of netilas neshama. So too, av anything, av kol sheish bem netilas neshama. Anything that has a neshama. He includes even a louse. Rabbi Eliezer includes anything. And the Chachamim, the Rabbanim Savrei Ke'elim, it has to be like the Elim in a certain respect. Ma Elim, Depar V'Rabim, Elim visibly reproduced. So I've called Depar V'Rabim anything that visibly reproduces. And that's why the lice aren't included, because they don't visibly reproduce. So Gemara says, is that really true? Amalei Abaye. Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was the one that brought down this Teretz. So his Talmud, Abaye says to him, V'kino ain't Par V'Rava? Is that really true, that the lice don't reproduce? V'amamar. But the Brisa states, in the Brisa, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'zon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits Kaviyachol, and he supports, he sustains the entire world, he's Zon the entire world, and that includes, Mekarni Re'emim, from the halig horns of the Re'em, Ad Beit Kinim, to the smallest eggs of the Kinim. So it implies that the Kinim do have eggs. If they have eggs, they're Parim V'Rabim. So how can you say that the Chacham's opinion is that the Kinim aren't parin v'rabin? That's the question over here. You're telling me the kinim aren't parin v'rabin, then how come they have eggs? Rashi brings down over here, Hamamar, this is the Shmaisa in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that it says that the kinim are ketanim, kishiyotzim mibeitzim, the little kinim come out, so therefore they do reproduce. So Gemara answers, no, this beitzei kinim isn't the eggs of kinim, it's a species known as the beitzei kinim. Minahu, the mikre beitze kinim. It's not the eggs of the kinim. It's this species known as beitze kinim, which does have eggs. But kinim don't have eggs. And therefore, the Chacham's opinion is they're not parim v'rabin. Where it says that's not true. I'll show you another brice of Atanya. Tefuye, Rashi explains tefuye are sheretz hatefuyin. These are additional shrotzim over here. And ubeitze kinim. And it says the beitze kinim seems to imply the eggs of the kinim. So Gemara gives the same teretz. Minahu demikre beit zekidim. Now again, learn this price. It's not talking about the eggs of a louse. It's talking about a species known as beit zekidim. But in fact, a louse doesn't have eggs. It's not part of the rabbin, and that's why the chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Lezer, and they say that something that isn't parin v'ravin doesn't have an isser of netilas neshama attached to it. Mari says, v'hari parosh, this parosh, Rashi tells us, is a certain little type of an insect. Everybody agrees, the par of v'rava. Now this parosh, this little flea, is going to have reproductive abilities that are on a macroscopic, visible scale, and therefore it would be included in the Tilas Neshama. So then, the opinion of the Chachamim should be that you'd be chayiv for killing the flea, this parish. The Tanya, but it says, Hatzod parosh b'Shabbos, if you trap a parish on Shabbos, so Rabbi Eliezer's machayiv, Rabbi Yeshua's potter. Yeshua says that in fact you're potter. Now, Rashi explains that you're trapping it over here, mimokum she'ein nitzod v'omeid. It's not considered trapped already. For example, it's on top of the ground, me'al gabei hakarka, or maybe god b'chutz, it's on the outside. So the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is that you're chayev, and the opinion of Yeshua is that you're not. So we see over here that Rabbi Yeshua says that you're not chayev over here for trapping, mistami, you're not chayev for killing it as well, even though it's parin v'ravin. So kasha, on what we just said, that the opinion of the chacham is, if it's parin v'ravin, you're not chayev. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says no. Tzido ahariga karamis. How can you ask me a question? This brisa we just brought down was talking about trapping, and you're trying to bring me a raya. I tried to slip a fast one past you. I said, well, just like this brisa says by trapping, so too by killing you be chayav. Ravashi says, who says that? Tzido ahariga karamis. How can you bring me a raya from a brisa dealing with trapping that Rabbi Yeshua says there's no trapping here, sir, and say that that order means that the chacham would say that there's no killing here, sir? So, Ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua. They're only arguing over here. El demar savar, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Dovor she'ein bimino nitzod chayav. If it's something that is not normally captured, so it's not normally trapped. Nevertheless, if you trap it, so then you're chayav, even though it's not normally trapped. Well, mar savar Yeshua holds, no. That in something that's not normally trapped, you're not chayav, even if you trap it. It's not in this deraisa. But who says anything about Ariga? Avalin and Ariga, in fact, Apilu Rabbi Yeshua Moda, everybody holds, Rabbi Yeshua, certainly Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim hold that for killing something that's parim v'ravin, you would be in fact chayiv. Go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hatzodun l'tzorech chayiv. If you go trap something and you're using it, there's a tzorech, so then you're chayiv, even if it's not something that's normally trapped. So who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Mon Tana. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the Amora Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, this is the Tana of Rabbi Shimon. The Yom HaMloch HaShinu Tzrich L'Gufa, Potter Aleh. If it's not something that you're normally trapping and you're getting no benefit from it, so then it's a Dover Shinu Tzrich L'Gufa. And a Mloch HaShinu Tzrich L'Gufa, you're not chayef for. Ah, that's Rabbi Shimon. So this statement, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, according to this version, is going on our Mishnah. Others say that the statement Amar Yehuda Amar Rav that it's a Mloch Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa is Potter Aleh is going on something else. That's Hamefis Mursa B'Shabbos. We had this early in the Shia. Somebody who goes and has a pustule, he has a pimple, and he wants to get the pus out because it's painful for him. So Hamefis Mursa B'Shabbos. If you go and stick something in, you open up a pustule on Shabbos, so if you did it in Lassos Lopef, you made it so you have a permanent opening, so it will continuously drain. So if it's used for draining purposes, so then you want that opening there, so then you're going to be chayiv, as we said previously. However, im lahotzi mimen aleicha, if it's the whole purpose just to get rid of the pus under pressure, which is painful to you, so then we said it's potter. And on this, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said a statement, Mantana, we asked who's the author over here, and on this, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Shimon, he said, you have no interest in having the opening, you just want the pus out, and therefore the opening is irrelevant, and therefore it's Mloch Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, and this is where Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said his statement. Others say, no, Vika Demasi Laha, it was on the following statement. Again, we had this all previously. Hatzod Nochosh B'Shabbos, if somebody traps a snake on Shabbos, again, it's not a Pikuach Nefosho situation. So, Imis Asik Bo Shalo Yishcheno, if your whole purpose in trapping the snake isn't to trap the snake, it's just that the snake shouldn't bite you. So then, Potter, so then you're allowed to do so. Im L'Refuah, but if you're doing it because you want to capture the snake and make an antitoxin from the venom, you want to do something with medicinal purposes with the snake, so then you're chayv because it has a purpose. You're trapping it for a purpose. So, again, Mantana, who's the author of this Mishnah? So the Gemara says, this is where Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said his statement. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Shimon here. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Ah, that's what it's talking about. Now we go to a new discussion within the discussion of Netilas Neshama. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel tells us, what is the definition of killing a fish? Right? We don't do shchita by fish. You're allowed to eat a dead fish. It doesn't require any shchita. So Hashola Dog Min Hayam, if you take a fish out from the ocean, from the sea, Kivan Sheyovesh Bot Kisela, as soon as the fish gets as dry in a spot as the size of a sella, Rashi tells us, Kirocha Sella, like the width of a sella, then you're chayev. This is Mishum Tilas Neshama, Rashi says, the Su Lo Chai. Once it reaches this level of drying up, that it has a dry spot the size of a sella, the fish will not be able to survive. So that's the point of no return. That is therefore the Isser of Netilas Neshama. If you did this by accident on Shabbos, Yechai V'chatus. Amar Rav Yossi Bar Avin says, it depends where the drying up is. It has to be in a specific spot on the body of the fish. Ubein snapira. It has to be between its fins in order for this to be considered significant. If it was, let's say, on the tail, if it was someplace else, so then that wouldn't necessarily imply that the fish couldn't survive if it was thrown back in the water, and it wouldn't be chayev for netilas neshama if it got the little dry spot elsewhere in the body. It must be between the fins. Amar Vashi, Lotema Yovish Mamish. And don't say it has to be absolutely dry. How dry does it have to be? El Afilu de Avad Rire. Even if it's dry enough that if you were to touch the skin of the fish, your hand would come out with a little rire. Rashi says, Shinogimbo, when you touch the fish, Vichut haririn, like a strand of mucus, Nimshach Menatsa, would come off the fish, so then that is dry enough. And therefore, the fish is considered at that point that you did Netilas Neshama, the fish. Another statement. Amamar Bar Hamduri, Mar, who is the son of Hamduri, said in the name of Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Hoshit Yodu Lemei Behema, if you stick your hand inside a pregnant cow, a pregnant animal, and the dildel ubor shebimeya, and you go and detach the fetus that's inside of it, and in other words, you cause a miscarriage, Rashi says, Chayiv. Yechayiv over here, the word is going to say, because of Oker Dover Mi Gidulo, because you did basically uprooting something. It's like your kotzer. You uprooted something from its place. The Miri explains, you're not chayev over here for Netilas Neshama because the animal didn't die. It could still survive at this point in time. Therefore, you're not chayev for Netilas Neshama. Alternatively, it's not yet considered alive until it's born. You can't have Netilas Neshama on something that's not yet considered alive. New, Gemara says, my taima, what is the Isser that you're chayev for over here? So this is what I said. Amar Rava, Bar Hamduri himself, Asperly, Mar Bar Hamduri, he personally explained this to me. Lavo Mar Rav Sheshes, didn't Rav Sheshes say, Haiman de tolas kishusa mihizmi vihigi? If one detaches the kishusa are usually translated as the hops. Rashi says, humlin. And they grow, not on the ground over here, but they grow in between over here, this growth known as hizmi vihigi. This is normally translated as various types of bushes. So they're briars. That's how they translate them. So if you take away the kishusa from these hizmi and higi, then imachayev mishum oker dover migidulo. Even though it's not growing in the ground, it's growing on the hizmi and the higi, that's also still called oker dover migidulo. So to over here, hochanami, when you uprooted the fetus from the mother, Mechai Mishum Oker Dover Migidulo. Similarly, Omer Abaye, Haiman de Tolash, Abaye said a similar thing. Haiman de Tolash returned to Kuf Chesomar Aleph, Pitra Meuna de Chatzva. If you go remove a pitra, Rashi says it's pitrios, a fungus, and you remove it from the handle of a kli, some sort of a jug. So, Pa'amim Shu Godel Besvasa Deli Mimayim. That it sometimes grows there because of the moisture, so a fungus growing on this, the handle of a cup, of a handle of a jar or a pitcher. So if you do that, if you take the pitcher, meuna dechatzva, you're also chayev over here, anisa daraisa, mishum oke dova migidulo. That's the same issa over here of uprooting something from its normal place of growth. More questions this. Masa Rav Hoshaya, Masa says, wait a second. If you go and remove something that's growing from a flower pot with a hole in it, that's considered attached to the ground, then you're chayev because of oker dover mishigudulo. However, if you take it from a pot, if you go tolish something from a pot that doesn't have a hole in it, it's not considered connected to the ground if it doesn't have a hole in it, and therefore you're potter. You're not chayev for being oker dover mishigudulo. How come? Gemara says, it all depends. In the case that we gave with the fungus growing, in the case that we gave with the kishusa growing on the hizmi and the higi, in all of those cases, the fetus growing inside the mother, that's the normal place where they grow. They don't have another place to grow. And therefore, if you uproot it from those places, then you're going to be chayev. However, in the case of the otzitz sheino nakov, nobody plants food in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, and therefore that's not considered the normal place that it goes. So therefore, hosam, in that case, lav haynu revise, the Gemara says, and you're not chayiv. However, Hacha, in all the other cases that I gave you, the case of the Ubar, in the case of the Kishusa, in the case of the Pitra, you're removing it from its normal place of growth, Hacha, Hainu Revise, and that's why Yechayev, Dover, Yeoker, Dover, Mi Mokom Shegidulo. With this, we conclude today's shir.